This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
September 9th, 2019. It's the first ever football game ever sweated on You Better You Bet's airwaves. I think it was, did you do the show with me that night or was that
I
me
did.
And Joe?
I did. I remember watching the game. I remember all of those things were obviously said on the air. I very much remember that show.
You must have been like when you first started doing this, you were probably like, oh, like I'm just going to come on and this is going to be like a straight up betting show. And then like I was just like, I'm just going to curse every other word. And
if you, well, you assume that I would go on having like that level of, oh, like this will just be a straight up betting show. I got this. As opposed to like, well, I have no radio background or experience and have never done anything before. So this should go really well. This should be great. See how this goes. Oh, he's talking about gargoyles. Okay, I can deal with this.
Listen, we've all sweated games before. Yeah. So it's just Saints Texans. I bet the Texans in the game. I don't remember what the spread was. So this is per our executive producer, Scott Lynn. Saints up 27-21 with 55 seconds left after a Will Lutz field goal. Two plays and 18 seconds later, the aforementioned Deshaun Watson to Kenny Stills, long touchdown to tie the game. Fairbairn missed the extra point, was roughed and made the second try, 28-27, and then Will Lutz made it from 58 to win the game. I remember Bill O'Brien like walking off the field looking like a zombie.
What do you think, if you had to guess what that spread was, what would you say? What do you think?
Honestly, I think I know exactly what it was. I think it was 6.5.
I was going to say it was Saints. I think it was Saints by a lot. Definitely.
I mean, well.
Yeah. No, I still think it had to be. Like,
Was it five and a half? Like, can we go back and check this? Like, can someone like, what was, I want to say it was 6.5.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you more than less than that.
So I was
really
winning.
Think that was a big number. I really think that was a big number. I kind of remember the money line paid out a lot when it was the potential for them to win the game outright.
That was a funny one. That's the Laramie Tunsil getting worked by Cam Jordan. Going to have to bleep and sweat this one out.
Sweat this game.
It's such a shame that like that's lost into the ether now, at least until maybe we have like an uncensored edition of the show.
Tyler manages to unearth some clips on New Orleans 6.5. Good job by you.
How do I remember this crap?
Well, I mean, really, you're Mr. Trivia. How do you remember this crap? Really?
Yeah, I guess.
Right. Who knows? Like, meanwhile, you know, who was the NFL MVP in 1971? It's like, oh, well, that was
71. That's not easy. 71.
That's why I asked it.
I don't know. I actually like have no idea. Johnny Unitas, yeah. Maybe? Len Dawson?
I mean, I don't know either, but no, let's look at
Alan Page. Defensive player?
Was that Scott playing
Trigg? Was Alan Page. Yeah. I have no idea. You could have literally written anyone in there.
Yes. Jimmy Page. Right.
he was propped up by his teammate Robert Plant.
Yeah. Vote for me. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da.
Baby, I'm gonna bet on you. No, that's Led Zeppelin, what I just did. Baby.
Who was Led Zeppelin's drummer? Do you remember the name of their drummer? I can't remember.
I wanted to say Keith Moon, but that's the Who, right?
No, it's Bonham, whatever
John
his name is. Yeah,
John Bonham, yeah. Legend.
Yeah, John Bonham. So I watched this. I watched this actually really good documentary. It was a couple Saturdays ago, and like kids were, my wife had the kids out.
This was a scintillating Saturday in the Barkley house.
We had gotten the Christmas tree up and the lights up and everything. Wife took the kids out, and I was like, the college football was in a dead spot in the afternoon. Like, there was not a lot going on. And Alabama Auburn, I think, was like, it was the like early in Alabama Auburn where the game stunk, but Michigan was over already. Okay. And I was like, all right. And I'm a big documentary guy. So I watched, there was one called Count Me In that was on Netflix. And it was basically a history of like insanely talented drummers of famous rock bands.
Okay.
And most of the testimonials were by other extremely famous drummers in rock bands. So it wasn't like a narrator. It was like, you know, here's the drummer for Red Hot Chili Peppers telling you about John Bonham. And here's
was
the, and
Lars
I,
in
I've,
it?
I've Metallica? Never, he was not in it. It was the drummer, I'm going to forget like all of the drummers that were in it. I'll just say a lot of famous drummers were in it. That's like the best thing. That's the best I can do.
Was Tommy Lee in it?
I have no, but a woman was in it who plays in a bunch of bands, and she got to fill in on Motley Crue. So I didn't realize that Tommy Lee apparently used to play in like the drum cage. Have you ever seen this thing?
Yeah, absolutely. It used to like rotate like 360.
That's right? Craziest. I didn't listen to a lot of this music growing up. So like, this is all way over my head. I was like astounded by this device.
Isn't it completely astounding? Isn't it amazing to think, by the way, that you could be a drummer for a world famous rock band and play drums in a cage that literally spins 360. And that would be only the second most watched thing you've ever done. In
People are like, hey, and you got to pause. And they're like, you're the guy from the drum cage. She's like, oh, okay. All right. Good. All right. That's all.
Well, to be fair, his face wasn't in the other one too much, so. Yeah.
But I was like, I mean, I'm sure everybody listening is like, yeah, the drum cage, Ken. But I'm like, I hadn't seen it before. That was crazy.
I mean, that was insane.
But anyway, I highly recommend. I never played the drums. I never took any lessons on playing the drums. I have no idea how to play the drums. Really enjoyed the documentary still called Count Me In. It's like an hour long.
Who's like thought to be like the best like rock drummer ever?
Well, Bonham is like, everybody says that he was like the absolute nuts as a drummer, basically.
And Jimmy Page is thought to be like the best, like maybe not the best guitarist, but like one of the best guitarists of all time.
And then Moon is the guy from The Who, right?
From The Who died, yeah.
He was referenced also very heavily in the, they had, what was it, like a Sting and the Police's drummer was a part of this. He was given a bunch of commentary on stuff. Is. Yeah, I mean, like Scott's going to like write all the, Stuart Copeland. He was
Tool's drummer is awesome. With Danny Carey's awesome.
There's a band that the drummer was in this, and everybody referenced them as like a new, it's like a two person, like it was like heavy, like British band. Maybe I want to even say like the word like blood was in the title of the band. And this drummer was like insane. Basically, I wish I could remember. It has some kind of like dark name for the band. I'm not going to be able to think of it, unfortunately. But
yeah, I'm not sure.
But it was awesome. The doc was really
good. I kind of want to do just like Robert Plant impersonations now. And as we wind on down the road, there is a lady we all know.
Oh man, The Damned is not the name of the British band. That was a good, that's a good guess based on the description that I gave, though. I'm not gonna Royal Blood, is that the name of a band that came to my
I
hand?
I don't know.
I think that's the name of a band. Is somebody in the chat tell me if that's the name of a band?
What's the best Zeppelin song?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there
there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I have like no frame of reference for this. I like literally don't listen to classic rock, like almost at all.
That's unfortunate. I had like a huge classic rock stage in my life where I probably spent
I have not had it yet. Maybe it's on the way. Maybe that's like my 40s. Maybe my 40s are going to be the classic rock period.
Oh, you gotta do some. I think Pink Floyd is the best band from that era.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I can't even take a position in this argument, unfortunately.
Baby, I'm going to Leave You would be my choice for best Led Zeppelin song.
I mean, Scott seems to have it. Scott, you want to pop on? You seem to have like a lot of strong opinions. This I feel like is Scotland's area. But Scott was born for this segment.
Whereas I was born in this segment.
Yeah, that's true. Fair point.
Oh gosh, Over the Hills and Far Away, Stairway to Heaven is lovely, but it's, I don't know, it may have been played one or two times too many. Yeah. You know,
I know it by heart, so that would
like 40 years ago it was played one time too many. I would say still a great song though.
Yes, 40 years ago, and I may or may not have been in high school, but yes, there's so many great songs though. The Rain song is wonderful. There's Immigrant Song people love, and then it was reborn in the Marvel flicks too. So there's a lot of choices, boys.
What's the best classic rock band, Scott, in your opinion, like from that era? Like for me, it's Pink Floyd. Like, who do you like the best?
I'm a Pink Floyd fan. Bill types in CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Creedence is great.
A lot of fun. I'm probably partial to the Rolling Stones. Do they count as classic rock?
Yeah, definitely.
Because they sort of predated with the Brit pop movement, but I'm still down with them.
Does Steely Dan count?
Steely Dan is in my wheelhouse because I'm a huge Steely Dan head.
I
grew up on two things, Steely Dan and Elvis Costello, which is, you know, one's punk and one is now called yacht rock by a lot of people.
How often were you sober in your earlier years?
100% of the time.
Okay, because I was going to say, like, the Steely Dan head thing. I was like, oh, maybe not. I love me some Steely Dan, man. Best Steely Dan song, Scott, is what?
Babylon Sisters from Gaucho.
That's a great song.
You can tell how he said that he is a Steely Dan head, by the way. Like, he said it with such an authoritative tone. Like, it was just like as if this was just...
Can it become sort of like the, you know, what's your favorite Led Zeppelin song? Stairway to Heaven. What's your favorite Lynyrd Skynyrd song? Please Play Freebird. Steely Dan, it's like, all right, you like Reelin' in the Years. Yeah, because that's what everybody knows. So,
to be fair, yeah. Reelin' in the Years is great.
It's great. There's no wrong answer, but yes.
Deacon Blues, or Peg, I would say.
Deacon Blues is wonderful.
Deacon Blues is great.
Okay. 8 minutes, saxophone, let's get it on.
And actually, the guy who did the saxophone solo was someone they watched that I think was on, like, Johnny Carson. And he was, like, the saxophone guy on Johnny Carson. And they called him, and they were like, can you just come and improv this? And the guy went and improvised it. Like, I was like, I don't know. I get obsessed with things, and then I read everything about it. Okay. All right. Should we, do you want to do some sports, or?
Yeah. We'll do like a couple minutes to humor people, and then if we want to go back to drummers, we'll do that.
All right, you better, you bet. Brilliant BetQL Network, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley. You get no BS here, just bets and sports, unless we give you BS.
Just drummers and classic rock, just those things.
Okay, NFL Coach of the Year market right now. Bill Belichick, 2-1. Cliff Kingsbury, +350. Matt LaFleur, +600. Mike Vrabel, 8-1. Zach Taylor, what a list this is. Zach Taylor and Cliff Kingsbury, both in the top five. Taylor, 10-1. Staley at 13, I think is interesting. Mike McCarthy, 16. And what about Frank Reich at 25-1, Ken? Those are the odds at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers.
Yeah, this is, God, I'm going to take an L in this market this year, I think. And it's brutal. And I don't.
I think Staley can still win.
Yeah, but I think Arians can still win. Like if they win Sunday, I think they're going to win out. I mean, they're going to be a massive favorite in every game.
They have to not lose again, and I think you could win out.
But the only game I'd be worried about that in is Sunday, honestly. I think the other games are such walkovers the way it's set up. Haven't played Carolina at all yet. They have two Carolinas. I think they have a Jets game, and they have this game Sunday. I'm probably missing one, but like sets up amazingly. Like if they win out, could he win? Maybe. The problem is even if they win out, the Patriots had to lose that game last night in order for Belichick, I think, to really not win this. It's going to be tough. It's like going to be really tough for him to not win. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, you might know this. I believe he has won this award four times in his career. It's three or four.
I'm not sure off the top of my head if it's three or four, but it's one of those two for sure.
And the funny thing is, one of the stipulations for Coach of the Year that we talk about preseason is that the win improvement category is extremely important to try to predict the winner. Usually it's like Scott saying three times Coach of the Year.
And you give it to him every year. It's like LeBron or Jordan MVP.
Sure. But that's the funny thing about Belichick is even though he's won it a lot, it's like this auto thing that you would bet on. In all the years that he won, his team did improve a crazy amount from the previous year. Those are always the years that he won. So even if like you could give it to him every year because he's the best coach, it was always like going from 11 to the undefeated regular season. Or, you know, I'm sure it was probably like probably the Castle season to the next one because they probably won 13 games after the Castle.
They won 14, I think, in two. No. That year, they won 11-5 and lost to the Ravens in Flacco's rookie or second year, maybe.
Right. So it just, but I was trying to
and
set
Ray
it up.
Ray Rice where, and McGahee both had like, I'm sorry. I just like, this is me flexing my knowledge. Just go on.
No, you're fine. Well, I remember that playoff game because Welker tore his knee against the Texans the week before that. And then they got smoked by the Ravens in a home 1 o'clock Sunday game, I think was actually when that game started. But the Belichick win, so 0-3, 0-7, and 10. Even though like the Patriots had a stellar record almost every year, there was like, you know, obviously dynasty, et cetera. All those three, I believe he improved at least four games, four wins every year. And so the funny thing about this setup is like, actually he had a low bar to work with in terms of a win loss record from the previous year. I believe they're 7-9 last year, right? Just correct me if I'm wrong. That was their record, I think.
Yes, correct.
And so I couldn't remember if it was seven. I forgot if it was 7-9 or 8-8, but anyway, like it actually set him up to win another one. And this was an angle that we missed before the year. Because I just thought the ceiling was a little lower. I like the Patriots, but I didn't think this was what we were going to get. I mean, such a likely winner now, the way that this is going to shake out, which is really unfortunate. Like, the Cardinals are going to win a ton of games, so Kingsbury can win. I actually really don't think LaFleur can win the way this sets up right now. Like,
they've gone
just
13-3 twice, and it's like
it's just like, what's the improvement? Like, what is, I don't even know what it would be. And, like, it just, that doesn't make any sense. Vrabel's up against it because I don't even know if they're that good. So, like, how many games are they going to win down the stretch? That's their problem. I don't think Taylor can ever win. Staley can't lose again to win. And I don't think Arians can lose again to win. And even if they won out, I still think, like, the problem is now, even if you get your miracle, like, Belichick just wins so much. I might have to.
I think Staley can win if the Chargers lose again. As long as the Chiefs lose again and the Chargers beat the Chiefs and win the AFC West, I think Staley.
How many games? What's the Patriots' record right now?
9-4.
How many more times do they have to lose for Staley to win?
Twice.
The Patriots can't go 13-4 and the Chargers win out and Staley will win. Belichick will win in that situation.
Probably.
Yeah, that's the problem. I may have to do some stuff and get some Belichick positions going here because this is like, because I don't want anybody after him. That's the thing. Up until Staley, basically. Oh, God. This is so obnoxious. I can't believe I'm here.
Reich is somewhat interesting.
A little bit.
They just can't win the division, most
but
likely.
They won. How many games did they win last year with Rivers? 11?
Yeah.
I mean, it just doesn't qualify. Like, Kingsbury can still win, I guess. I don't know. If you had no position, I'd bet Belichick a 2-1 for sure.
Okay. That's NFL Coach of the Year and some drummer talk as well. Are you reeling in the years? On the other side, we'll talk some NBA with our pal Noobs, Alex Christensen, with Nick and Ken. And You Better You Bet.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.